an insider's guide to this year's biggest deal in biotech. Welcome to this audio issue of Porter's Daily Journal, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. Issue number 21, volume number 3, in the next 90 days, investors will make billions. Will you be one of them? Inside today's Daily Journal essay, the biggest deal in biotech: court rules against Trump tariffs, a sluggish GDP report, Texas Pacific land water magic. Chart of the day, Dear & Company. Today's mailbag, stop losses. There's a secret auction taking place right now, as I write this note. In the conference rooms of two major law firms, I can't tell you their names, the future of biotech's biggest new drug is being negotiated. In these rooms, there's military-grade electronic security. No one can know anything about this process. Far too much is at stake, perhaps as much as $500 billion in future revenue for the winner. For investors, an enormous windfall awaits, perhaps as much as $30 billion in gains in only a few weeks' time. This auction will probably be the single biggest payday in biotech this year. It is so valuable, I've decided to make sure that every single one of our dear subscribers should have access to this information, completely for free. And, thanks to Porter & Company's lead biotech analyst, Erez Kaler, we can tell you everything you'll need to know to participate. I'll be investing in this deal myself, and, I believe, it will become my most profitable trade of the year. Yes, of course, I will wait until after we've published this information to buy in my own account. Here's the best part. We're going to give you everything you need to know, all of the specifics, completely for free. No kidding. Everything you need to know is below. Why are we giving away the critical information behind biotech's biggest deal this year? As you know, I began publishing investment research more than 30 years ago. I sold my first publishing company, Stansberry Research, to the public at a $3 billion valuation. Erez Kaler has been a professional investor since attending Stanford, Yale, and Oxford as a Rhodes Scholar. His career on Wall Street is virtually unmatched. He managed hundreds of millions at Tiger Management and has worked for some of the world's most elite hedge funds, such as Eaton Park Capital Management. Porter & Company's credit analyst, Martin Fridson, is the most acclaimed distressed credit research analyst in the world. At the peak of his career, Marty was the top-ranked credit analyst on Wall Street for 9 years in a row. He helped create the market for high-yield credit at Salomon Brothers. You will not find three analysts like us, with more than a century of combined experience at the highest levels of finance, working together at any investment bank, any hedge fund, or any other research firm in the world. Porter & Company is a purple squirrel. There's no other firm like us, anywhere. We, all of us, have already made our bones. We write and publish our ideas today because we have a true passion for our markets and a deep desire to help other investors achieve what we have, a completely safe financial future. Our mission these days is to make sure that you have the information we'd most want if our roles were reversed. And, today, we're going to prove that to you. While the most important auction in biotech this year could end at any time, we believe it's very likely to conclude before June 30th. That gives you, and us, a very narrow window to establish a position. It's important to remember, this is biotech, anything could happen. But for the reasons I'll outline below, our base case scenario is a windfall of up to $20 billion for investors. That implies a gain of up to 100% in a matter of weeks. This information is probably the single most valuable piece of information Porter & Company will publish this year. It is so valuable, I've decided to make sure that every single one of our dear subscribers should have access to this information, completely for free. Now, to be fair to Erez's paying Tech Frontier subscribers, they have already received this information. If that bothers you, then please, don't invest. The fact is, without the support of Erez's subscribers, we would have never had access to this information. So it's only right that they have received it first. Here's what you should know. First, the very best biotech investors in the world have all been buying heavily. While you may not recognize the name, Baker Brothers Advisors is regarded as the savviest biotech investors in America. They famously backed Seattle Genetics, Seagen, for decades before its landmark $43 billion acquisition by Pfizer, PFE. Baker Brothers bought Pharmacyclics when it was a penny stock, then sold it to AbbVie, ABBV, for $21 billion. Most recently, their major investment into Madrigal Pharmaceuticals, MDGL, generated huge gains. It more than doubled last year. The stock we will share with you today is Baker Brothers' newest, big position. They have invested over $100 million into this deal in the last few months, buying just shy of 900,000 shares. And the list of other new shareholders in the most recent 13F filings reads like a who's who of the most renowned, science-backed research and investment shops in the world. Perceptive Advisors, major backers of Alnylam, ALNY, own just shy of 500,000 shares. Biotechnology Value Fund, BVF, also owns just over 500,000 shares. And most notably, Stevie Cohen's family office vehicle, Point72, has increased its stake massively in the latest filings by more than 1,600%. Cohen now owns a huge, almost 3 million share position. Why would there be almost unprecedented overlap in ownership among the very best investors in biotech? Because the winning bidder of this secret auction will gain control of one of the most valuable pills that's ever been developed. No, this isn't a weight loss pill. This is a first-in-class treatment for serious autoimmune disorders that impact millions of Americans and hundreds of millions of people around the world. If you've ever wondered why Skyrizi suddenly seemed to sponsor every news and sports program on TV, then you know something about the size of this market. Skyrizi is one of the leading biologics that treat these diseases. Since its introduction in 2019, it's generated more than $70 billion in revenue and is currently bringing in almost $20 billion per year. And it's only one of the injectable treatments for this condition. Soon, a single pill will replace all of these medications for virtually every patient around the world. This new pill's pivotal Phase 3 clinical trials concluded last year and produced home-run results. The once-a-day pill generated clinical remission by week 8 and provided durable symptom relief. Analysts called the results the best-case scenario. The stock soared, moving up more than tenfold. Pills have far more attractive economics than biologics, injectable drugs, meaning they are worth even more than the biologics they replace. This new pill could generate $50 billion in profits over the next decade. What would you bid for it today? $20 billion? $30 billion? It depends on your cost of capital, your distribution channels, your marketing footprint. Even if those projections are overly optimistic, even a $15 billion deal would generate almost 50% gains from current levels. On the other hand, the price could be even higher than we expect. Auctions like this, for well-proven small molecule drugs, aka pills, are rare. If this setup sounds like the kind of thing you'd like to invest in, we'd like to send you Ares's complete report on the stock. As usual, you'll get his critical insight into what to expect, and when, as this secret auction comes to a close. Normally a year of Ares's research, Tech Frontiers, costs $5,000 per year. Our partner pass members, $15,000 initiation fee, $499 annually, also have complete access to Ares's research, and everything else that we publish. Why so much? There's one simple reason. It's worth it. Since joining Porter & Company, Ares has quietly amassed the best track record of any research product that I have ever published or seen published anywhere, ever before. His average biotech gain through last year's annual report card was 57%. Again, that's the average return. His win percentage rate on closed positions, 79%, is also unheard of in biotech investing. As our subscribers know, there's no better way to invest in biotech. And we want everyone, all of you, to participate. Allocating 5% to 10% of your portfolio to biotech can make a material difference to your total portfolio return. If 10% of your portfolio is up 57%, you're adding almost 6 points to your portfolio's total return each year. If the rest of your portfolio is getting S&P 500 returns, you're beating the market every year. We think that's a great way to add alpha, market outperformance, to your portfolio. And we know that Ares is the best analyst in the world to help you. So, through this offer only, we're offering to give you Ares's insights into this critical secret option for free. There's only one catch. We want you to register separately to receive this information. And if this deal materializes as we expect, that is, if there's around a 50% gain from this deal, then we want you to pledge to become a subscriber to Ares's work, either by signing up for Tech Frontiers or by becoming a Partner Pass member. You can register and review all of the details of this offer and the pledge we're asking you to make here. We're confident enough in the value of our work to show it to you up front. We'll only ask you for a subscription in return if we're right. You won't find a better deal in financial research. Get it here. Tell me what you think of today's Daily Journal. Porter Stansberry Direct at gmail.com. Good investing, Porter Stansberry Stevenson, Maryland. Presented by Paradigm Press. Silent for 30 years now, this Wall Street legend, who called the 1987 stock market crash practically down to the minute, goes public again. Called the 1987 stock market crash practically down to the minute. Chicago Tribune uncanny predictions of market turns New York Post. He could be the new guru The Economist. Click here to learn about his latest shocking prediction. Editor's note, keep in mind, we only accept advertising from publishers we know to offer well-researched ideas vetted by a legal team, excellent customer service, and reasonable refund policies. Paradigm Press is one such partner. We do not, however, under any circumstances make any representations about their investment ideas or strategies, nor will we warrant them as equal to our own. We do recognize that the markets are tempestuous, and, at times, ideas that we may not endorse prove valuable. Three things to know before we go. 1. The Supreme Court strikes down Trump's tariffs. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled 6-3 this morning that President Trump lacks the authority to impose sweeping tariffs under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, IEEPA. The decision wipes out last April's Liberation Day reciprocal tariffs and the 25% levies on Canadian and Mexican goods, but leaves Section 232 tariffs on steel, aluminum, autos, and semiconductors untouched. The decision exposes the Trump administration to $175 billion in potential tariff refunds, but Trump now says he intends to rebuild his tariff wall using other trade statutes, so it's not clear when, or if, this bill will come due too. U.S. growth cools sharply in Q4. Real U.S. GDP grew at a sluggish 1.4% annualized rate in Q4 2025, projected at 3.0%, a sharp deceleration from Q3's 4.4% pace. The slowdown reflected downturns in government spending and exports, partly offset by gains in consumer spending and investment. The government shutdown is estimated to have shaved roughly 1.0 percentage point off Q4 growth. 3. A hidden AI winner in Texas Pacific Land. Despite oil prices ending 2025 at multi-year lows, Texas Pacific Land, TPL, reported new quarterly records in revenue, up 13.6% in Q4, net income, and free cash flow on Wednesday. The growth was driven by the company's booming water business, as it is poised to become a major AI winner by supplying water for data center cooling applications through a new partnership with Bolt Data and Energy, a company led by former Google CEO Eric Schmidt. Shares of TPL are up 75% so far this year. Chart of the day. Deere & Company soars. Deere & Company, duh, reported strong 1Q fiscal 2026 earnings yesterday and shares surged nearly 13% and have now risen 65% since our September 2023 recommendation. Mailbag thanks to you. I stopped using hard trailing stops years ago. Michael G. writes, Porter, your education regarding trailing stops has been a godsend. Thanks to you, I stopped using hard trailing stops years ago. Also, thanks to you, I began using Tradesmith's VQ trailing stops. I have VQ stops on most of my positions. That said, I view today's markets more as a highly leveraged, online, options casino. This really distorts traditional volatility, so I see the stops more as a stop and think indicator. Has the investment thesis changed? Has the VQ stop triggered? Why? I view the VQ stops on my Lindy and Power Law positions through a different lens. If the business hasn't been fundamentally and seriously damaged, a triggered stop is actually an indicator to watch carefully for an opportunity to increase my holdings. Kinsale is a good example. For the time being, I am using trade stops. Bill H. writes, great article. Unfortunately, hindsight is the only way to tell if you invested in a 10-bagger. At the time you invested in these companies, you were not 100% sure what the outcome would be. The ultimate goal is to pick what we believe has the potential to be a 10-bagger. For the time being, I am using trade stops to cut my losses before they get larger. Sure, I might miss some 10-baggers, but that is the price you pay for cutting your losses. Always a great fan of yours. Keep up the good work. I think your best pick so far is Garrett Goggin. I take all three of his services. Could not be happier. Porter comment. Bill, I don't mean to be argumentative. And I would certainly agree with you that it isn't easy to know with 100% certainty that a business will continue to compound capital at exceptional rates. But, from time to time, that's been readily apparent to me long before it occurred. Like Hershey. And more recently with Omrise, the timeless nature of these businesses' products and their incredible moat make it overwhelmingly likely, 99% plus, that they will beat the S&P over the next 10, 20, 30, 40, and 50 years. Chocolate and concrete are eternal. I put insurance in that category too. Porter, I don't use stop losses at all. Reggie T. writes, Porter, I tried stop losses and found them unhelpful. I sold a great business because of the stop loss, only to find the stock go back up a lot in days. Then it split 4-1, so I was disturbed to say the least. I don't use stop losses at all. I use my gut as I do with most things I do. By keeping strong business stocks, I have gains of $1,354,609 on one stock, $947,985 on another stock, and gains ranging from $100,000 to $300,000 on 9 other stocks. I have many other winning stocks, but I do have losses on 18 other stocks that I will eventually sell. Overall, I am up over $2.5 million. If this helps with your study, that's good. By the way, Porter, I've come to follow what you send out and act on many of your recommendations. Sure, you miss sometimes, like with Icon Enterprises, IEP, but I've made a lot of money listening to you. Thank you and stay well, my friend. why I still use trailing stops. Sort of Mark T. writes, Porter, it's safe to say we have been on an investment journey together since the late 1990s when you were the CEO of Pirate Investor, which is a fancy way of saying your office was a friend's kitchen table and your bed was a worn-out sofa. I remember, before Porter Stansberry's investment advisory became official, we would debate investment diversification, exit strategies, and asset allocation, long before those became buzzwords. And I can say, without hesitation, I am smarter today, thanks to your wisdom and generosity. So while I have walked away from the standard trailing stop percent, I have not yet abandoned protecting my downside. For the last few years I have been using Tradesmith's volatility quotient, VQ, as an alert to review a stock's fundamentals if triggered. It is not an immediate sell, which many of your readers will criticize as letting my emotions still dictate my decisions. Why not just sell the next day? You already know the answer. I would already be out of Microsoft, MSFT, and McDonald's, MCD, stocks that I have held for over 14 years and have significant gains. Or imagine getting stopped out of Eli Lilly, LLY, in 2012 for a loss instead of holding and currently up 1,255%. Where I believe your new subscribers may struggle is understanding what a forever stock looks like. It is easy to look back at Amazon, eBay, Visa, Microsoft, and Starbucks. Hindsight is 20/20, right? What young subscribers, not young in age, but knowledge, need is a refresher on how to have the foresight to find the future forever stocks. You have published excellent material on the criteria, capital efficient, and the metrics that drive those results. Perhaps a refresher, or links to prior essays? Or I suppose you could just point them to the appropriately titled permanent portfolio. For me, your research and recommendations are the starting point, and the VQ is my warning point. Did something fundamentally change with this stock investment? Is the market overreacting, which instead of selling, creates an opportunity to add to this forever stock, which is something I have done with Hershey several times? The key is knowing and applying these disciplines only to forever stocks, and not every stock. It has served me well, and allowed me to sleep well at night. Thank you very much. Please note, the investments in our Porter & Company top positions should not be considered current recommendations. These positions are the best performers across our publications, and the securities listed may, or may not, be above the current buy-up to price. To learn more, visit the current portfolio page of the relevant service, here. To gain access or to learn more about our current portfolios, call our customer care team at 888-610-8895 or internationally at +1-443-815-4447. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hope you enjoyed this audio issue.